Friday, 26th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the book of the prophet Baruch, chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. During the Babylonian captivity, the exile prayed, "Zetit is with the Lord our God, and we today are blessed with same. We, men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, that we, with our kings and rulers, and priests and prophets, and with our ancestors, have sinned in the Lord's sight and disobeyed Him. We have neither heeded the voice of the Lord our God, nor followed the precepts which the Lord set before us. From the time the Lord led our ancestors out of the land of Egypt until the present day, we have been disobedient to the Lord our God, and only too ready to disregard His voice. And the evils and the curse that the Lord enjoined upon Moses His servant at the time He led our ancestors forth from the land of Egypt to give us the land flowing with milk and honey, cling to us even today. For we did not heed the voice of the Lord our God in all the words of the prophets whom He sent us. But each one of us went off after the devices of his own wicked heart, served after God, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God." Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 to 5 and 10. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the latter world. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: know God and yourself. When we reflect on God's creation and providence, we cannot blame anything on Him, because He provided everything for us to live a peaceful and happy life. He gave us the Ten Commandments so that we could have right relationship with Him and others. When we strayed from the Lord, He sent His prophets to correct and to call us to the right path before He punishes us. Today's readings pay a special attention to God's providence and human hardness of their sin. In the first reading, the prophet Baruch professed that God's punishment of the Israelites is worthy of their sins. In the Gospel, Jesus taught his disciples to avoid the tendency of chasing after vain glory and power, but to be humble and to recognize what God has done for them, and to fulfill their duty of proclamation of the good news. Second analysis. The first reading, we did not obey God's voice. The prophet Baruch was a scribe and lived at the same time with the prophet Jeremiah. Many believe he was Jeremiah's secretary. Both lived in a very difficult time of Judah kingdom until the kingdom was destroyed by the Babylon armies. The temple was in ruin, and many people together with their king were on exile to Babylon. Today, Pericope was his profession of sin. After he carefully examined his conscience in the relationship with God and with the Israelites. Third point, God's love and education. Looked back to the past, Baruch recognized God's love for the Israelites was so deep. He set free the Israelites from slavery in the land of Egypt and led them to the promised land, full of milk and honey, which he promised with their ancestors. He himself gave the Ten Commandments to his people through Moses, so that they might know to live a right relationship with him and with others. When kings and people strayed from their path, he sent his prophets to correct them. Not only one, but many times, not only one prophet, but many prophets. They did not listen to the prophets, but they mocked and killed most of them. Second point, sin and punishments. Why God loved, educated, and found all possible ways to help the Israelites to repent. They were hard to change and insistently remained in their sin. First, Israelites' sin. The prophet Baruch confessed that all of us has sinned against God. He listed some of them. Disobedient. We did not listen to the voice of the Lord God and obey his given commandments. Hardness of heart. We did not listen to the prophet's correction which God sent them to us. Two main sins of the Israelites which were constantly reminded by the prophets are, first, turn their back to God and to worship foreign God, and second, treat others unjustly. Punishments. God to Moses warned the Israelites that if they do not keep the Ten Commandments, they will surely die. Now, the Israelites suffering on exile land is worthy with their sins. They had no reason to blame on God. Second, the Gospel. Know yourself to be not arrogant. Third, choose Jewish cities, Chorazin, and Bethsaida. The historian Eusebio and Saint Jerome located Chorazin, or a city about 2 miles north of Capernaum. Since it lies on a hill, one could see Capernaum and Galilee Lake. Chorazin was very prosperous until 2nd century BC. Although the Gospel did not report Jesus' mission at Chorazin, but because of its vicinity with Capernaum, its people must hear about Jesus or witness what Jesus did. Bethsaida means the house of feast in Hebrew. This city was on the west of Tiberias. This was the native village of the apostle Peter, Andrew, Philip, and the place that Jesus frequently came to find rest. See Mark chapter 6, verse 45, Luke chapter 9, verse 10, John chapter 1, verse 44, and 12, verse 21. Here Jesus healed a blind. See Mark chapter 8, verse 25, and Peter's mother-in-law. See Matthew chapter 8, verse 14, Mark chapter 1, verse 30. Second, two Gentile cities, Tyre and Sidon. These two cities lie along the coast of Mediterranean Sea, north of Israel, and now belong to Lebanon. They were very prosperous cities. Because of their location, the connection between Asia, Europe, and Africa. During Jesus' mission, Jesus came to Tyre and Sidon only once, and reported by Matthew and Mark. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, and Mark chapter 7, verse 30, to heal the daughter of a Canaanite woman. Although they were not directly heard from Jesus and saw miracles he performed at other Jewish cities, they probably heard about him or came to nearby Jewish cities to listen to him. Jesus was very surprised of the Canaanite women's faith. When comparing between two Jewish cities with two Gentile cities, Jesus had to pronounce, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst have been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it would be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you." Third point, Capernaum was cited 16 times by all the evangelists. Matthew and Mark reported Jesus began his mission in Capernaum after his temptation in the desert. See Matthew chapter 4, verse 13, and Mark chapter 1, verse 21. He frequently came back here to preach, and his important discourse on the Eucharist were given in Capernaum Synagogue. See John chapter 6. Here, Jesus performed many miracles. See Luke chapter 4, verse 23, healing the affected servant. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, Luke chapter 7, verse 10, exposing devil, Mark chapter 1, verse 26, and Luke chapter 4, verse 33, healing of a lame, Mark chapter 2, verse 12, and his third miracle, transforming water into wine at Cana or in Capernaum proximity. See John chapter 2, verse 11. Healing of the officer boy. John chapter 4, verse 52. Quieting the storm. John chapter 6, verse 21. But Jesus had to face many challenging and opposition at Capernaum. See Matthew chapter 17, verse 24, and Mark chapter 2, verse 7. The people of Capernaum had many opportunities to hear Jesus' teaching and to witness many miracles he performed, but they were still hardened of heart, arrogant, and unbelief. These were reasons why Jesus condemned them and asked for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the nether world. 4. The result of listening or rejecting God's word. Jesus declared, whoever listened to you, listened to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. This declaration showed the important role of the disciples. Jesus gave them all things necessary for the proclamation of the good news. They were God's representatives. They had God's authority to preach and to heal. Whoever listened or denied them, it listened or denied Jesus himself. We tend to despise a representative, consider him as not authority as his owner. We should not forget that their words have power to make God praising or punishing us. Application in life. We should listen to God's word through the Ten Commandments and the church teachings to avoid sins and punishments. We must learn about God and His providence to avoid the sin of pride. Amen.